Chapter 17. There was only one pony who had full access to the entire stable centre and who had a hoof in everything with the awards. One pony who was excellent at planning, so good that she could be some pony's assistant and execute a plot to destroy a pop singer's reputation at the same time. One pony who was sneaky enough to steal a boxed magical monster and place it among the ballots. Finally, it all made sense. The destroyed sets, the ruined costumes, and the random piles of mysterious glitter. Why hadn't they seen it before? "I know who tried to sabotage the Glammy Awards," Pinkie Pie shouted, bringing every pony's excited chatter to an abrupt end. Pinkie Pie paused, as if she were going to read the winner of a Glammy Award. "It was Crown Piece," she pointed at the stunned assistant. Every pony gasped. The nominees and their dancers shuffled their hooves and stepped away from the unicorn. Crown Piece was left standing in the middle of the circle, eyes wide with faux innocence. "That's not true." No pony could believe it, especially Songbird Serenade, who looked incredibly hurt. Had her own assistant really duped her this entire time?
But that's impossible, Ritzy Rose stammered, crestfallen. "I'm positive that it was
That's what she wanted you to think," Pinkie Pie explained. She trotted over to Ritzy and put a hoof around her shoulders like they were old pals. "Ritzy Rose, you were sure you were going to win a Glammy last year. Who stole the show instead?"
"Countess Coloratura,"
Ritzy Rose proclaimed, sticking her muzzle in the air. Moonlight Melody nodded in support.
"That's what I'm trying to tell you."
Now that Pinkie was rolling with her theories, she couldn't stop. Pinkie Pie trotted over to Jazz Hoof, who was dressed in a royal blue suit with a neon yellow cravat. "And, Jazz Hoof, who complained to the Glammy producers to have you replaced as the show's director and host?" Jazz Hoof scoffed and closed his eyes in disgust.
"My sources have informed me that it was definitely Countess Coloratura."
"And Countess Coloratura was the only nominee who did not have her sets and costumes destroyed by a gigantic glitter monster,"
whined Jewel Tone. Daisy Chain jutted out her bottom lip and nodded.
"Yeah!"
Pinkie Pie nodded wisely. "So all signs point to Coloratura."
"Or do they?"
Every pony turned to look at Rara's reaction. But the pop star didn't say a thing. She simply burst into a fit of laughter. Once Rara composed herself, she shrugged with an apologetic smile.
"I'm sorry for laughing. It's just that I would never do any of that. It's all so preposterous."
Rara paused and considered again.
"Some pony must be really upset with me if they would spread those rumors and try to frame me for ruining sets."
"Exactly. Which brings me to my next point.
The motive."
Pinkie Pie spun around dramatically and pointed at Crown Piece.
"Tell us, Crown Piece, who fired your brother,
Sven Gallop?"
"It was Countess Coloratura, was it not?" Rara blushed at the mention of the awkward exchange with her former manager. The two had had very different ideas about how Countess Coloratura should run her career. Crown Piece's face fell as the realization dawned on her. Crown Piece went pale.
"How did you know Sven Gallop is my brother?"
"Easy peasy. I just put hoofwriting and hoofwriting together," revealed Pinkie Pie. She held up a slip of purple notebook paper.
"Before the show, my friend Chi showed me this invitation signed Countess Coloratura. It even has a hoofsy stamp on it. A stamp that only Ra-Ra, or some pony who worked for her, would have access to.
Pinky paced back and forth. The ponies were rapt with attention.
I knew I recognised it from somewhere. Crown Piece dropped a piece of paper during rehearsal one day. She was always dropping paper, so I scooped this one up to help her out. I tried to return it, but she was busy with assistant duties, as always. And when I compared the papers, it was the same writing.
What? Crown Piece scoffed. That doesn't prove anything.
But Pinkie Pie was unshaken. She had all the answers.
You knew Songbird and I were close to discovering the truth about your plan to ruin Ra-Ra's career, so you invited my friend Cheese Sandwich to distract me away from the trail.
Songbird Serenade couldn't take it anymore. She felt so betrayed. She had put her trust into Crown Piece, but she was only pretending to be her friend.
Well, did you do it?
She asked sadly.
It's true, Crown Piece wailed, collapsing to the floor. All of it!
The pony stifled a few sobs, then composed herself and stood up.
I wanted to help my brother Sven Gallop. He was so upset after the way she tossed him aside so carelessly, so he was determined to ruin Ra-Ra's career. At first he just wanted to ruin some of her costumes, but then a pony at a magic shop sold him this box. The pony said that it held a spell that would make it look like there was a fearsome beast.
What?
Ra-Ra was already in shock from the confession, but then she saw Sven Gallop himself emerge from the shadows of the curtains. His poofy pink coif and blue waistcoat was unmistakable. He was red with embarrassment, but somehow he still had a bad attitude.
That's enough, Crown Piece.
Sven Gallop looked annoyed at having to explain himself.
It was me. Are you happy? I devised the plan to frame Ra-Ra on the biggest night of the year,
Sven Gallop admitted with a sneer.
And I didn't want any pony to suspect me, so I made my sister pretend to be your assistant, Songbird. It was the only way to put everything in place before tonight.
Pinkie Pie's mind was officially blown. She'd just been going on wild theory, connecting dots all willy-nilly. But here Sven Gallop was, actually confessing to everything. I really should be a detective, she thought proudly. Crown Piece sniffed and pushed her golden mane away from her face to look straight at Songbird.
I'm so sorry I put you through all of this.
What you did was wrong, Songbird gave her a little smile.
But in the wise words of my friend Ra-Ra, you are just a pony and you make mistakes from time to time.
You were just trying to help your brother. Songbird put her hoof on Crown Piece's shoulder.
I'm sure if you both apologize to every pony here, we can find it in our hearts to forgive you.
Much to Crown Piece's surprise, every pony on stage was nodding, even Countess Coloratura. Sven Gallop looked up from his hooves with a hint of hope.
Really?
Crown Piece asked, with tears welling up in her eyes.
You'd all do that.
Crown Piece didn't want to quit working for Songbird Serenade. Even though she'd been a part of Sven Gallop's ridiculous plan, she'd grown to love being around all these ponies, anticipating their needs and helping them. For once in her life, Crown Piece had found something she actually liked to do.
And I could keep being your assistant?
Of course. Songbird lifted up her bangs and gave Crown Piece a little wink.
If you let me write a song about all this.
Every pony laughed. Songbird Serenade sure knew how to make light of any situation.
Okay, every pony, enough warm fuzzies,
Jazz Hoof called out, trotting to the front of the curtain and facing the singers.
Now, we've got a show to finish.